AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A number of NFL players and owners met in New York to talk about social issues and ways the players can express their opinions. League Commissioner Roger Goodell says the meeting was productive.
I think our owners looked at it as saying, we want to help support you. Those are issues that affect us. There are issues also. We'd like to do it together. The players were very clear about how they felt about these issues and how deeply they felt about these issues.
What was apparently not discussed at any length was players protesting during the national anthem, which has been sharply criticized by President Trump. Goodell, when asked if the players committed to standing during the anthem, responded, "We did not ask for that." President Trump backing a bipartisan effort in the Senate to extend insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, but he also sees it as a stopgap measure.
So they are indeed working, but it is a short-term solution.
The AP's Warren Levinson reports the bill's sponsors have to convince a majority of the Congress.
Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington and her Republican colleague Lamar Alexander of Tennessee say they have about concluded an agreement to extend the federal health insurance payments the president is trying to block.
Chairman Alexander and I were able to find common ground on a number of steps to stabilize the markets.
The next step is to get the votes to push it through Congress. Murray says she and Alexander are trying to, as she put it, keep the president from sabotaging health insurance. Trump said the deal is for a 1 or 2 year stopgap, claiming without evidence he has the votes to convert the system into one of block grants managed by the states. I'm Warren Levinson.
A federal judge in Hawaii blocks President Trump's latest travel ban, which was supposed to go into effect tomorrow. The judge says the latest executive order is no different from Trump's previous orders. The Justice Department says it will appeal. This is AP Radio News. Two Chicago security officers have been fired over an April incident in which a passenger was dragged off a United Airlines flight. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
The Chicago Department of Aviation says one of its officers improperly escalated the incident, and another was involved in removing facts from a report. David Dow was dragged screaming off the plane after he refused to give up his seat back in April. Two other officers were suspended. One of them resigned. A report says three security officers and a sergeant used excessive force, hitting Dow's face on an armrest, resulting in a concussion, a broken nose, and the loss of two teeth. Dow reached an undisclosed settlement with United less than 3 weeks after the incident. I'm Ed Donahue.
About 60 people remain on a list of those who are unaccounted for in Napa and Sonoma counties in the more than 1 week since the wildfires in Northern California. It's actually not clear how many people are actually missing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP